And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast episode 13.
I believe it's 13 already.
Yep, it's the week after 12.
So this is the unlucky episode, and it's the episode before Valentine's Day. We're going to have to work twice as hard.
Isn't Valentine's Day Tuesday?
Yeah, Valentine's Day is on Tuesday. So
well, today's Sunday.
I know, but...
You silly bugger.
This is going to be the closest GamerCast to Valentine's Day. The next one, Valentine's Day would have come and gone.
And let's just have a look at that, shall we? Well, in GamerCast in 2011, Valentine's Day... Well, shit, that's a Monday start week, isn't it? Bucks. Oh, no.
I'm trying to figure out what year you could listen to GamerCast on Valentine's Day.
There we go, 2010.
2010.
In 2010, you can listen to GamerCast on Valentine's Day.
God, how old will I be in 2010? I will be...
93?
I will be 29.
29, old man, Adam.
Coming up 30. Yeah, crazy.
Still doing GamerCast.
Yeah, still doing GamerCast. All right, bring up the show notes so I know what I'm talking about. Right.
Hang on, I'm going to start this off because this is a Wester-related subject.
Letters.
Wester said on the blog, he posted like loads of crap. He posted like 6 comments, and none of them made any sense. And Kajit Boy told him to stop spamming, and then suddenly all the comments disappeared and shit. So I think Wester hacked the blog, so we're gonna have to beat him up. He didn't really hack it; I gave him access a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Kajit Boy, the Wester guy, he's a spamming bastard, and now he edits all the traces of his spam. So this is a, you know, just to make sure everyone knows that he is a spamming bastard. And he also says something really funny on the forums. What was it?
Oh yeah, the 4 words.
It's so good. Ransom and myself have put it as our signatures because it's, you know, awesome. He was having a go at some guy who posted a picture. Posted his website, and on the website it had a picture of his TV. And Wester got really upset because he had a TV. And I think Wester must live in, you know, Zambia or somewhere and not have one.
Or he has a small TV in his bedroom.
And anyway, Wester, you know, it was paragraphs of shouting going on. And he said, at the end of it, 4 words, shut the fuck up and find something better to do, you fucktard. That's more than 4 words.
I love the word fucktard. It's so American.
You know, if you're going to do that, at least make sure what you're saying is actually 4 words.
Yeah, he should have just... I think what he should have done was... I think his 4 words... I imagine he's going to come back and say his 4 words were shut the fuck up. But then he went, and... went into something else, but...
That's irrelevant. He said 12 words.
He should have put...
12 words and then a period.
Yeah, there was nothing there to block...
Or as we Europeans call it, a full stop. So, yeah, Wester. Dude.
Count the words. I bet he typed it too bloody quick because he was angry. Anger management.
Oh!
Yes, I've got my little thing to put in. I always have something that pops into my head. I was on the beta version of Google Video, and I found this thing, and it was called... Clan Matt yelling at mum for chocolate milk.
Oh, I saw that. It was in Rainbow Six, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the guy's yelling at his mum and he forgot to turn his mic off when he wasn't paying attention. So some guy recorded the whole thing from his point of view, listening to this guy screaming and swearing at his mum because his mum told him to get up and he said, "I can't, it's a clan match." And then when he finally finished the argument, he started yelling at her saying, "Get me chocolate milk! You fucking bitch! Get me chocolate milk!" Because she wouldn't get him chocolate milk. He said, "Get up your ass and get your..." He's like, "No, you promised me your drink. You said you would get me a drink. I want chocolate milk."
Oh, damn, we've got to find this. Carry on talking.
So, that... It was just like... Oh my god, just the yelling and the high-pitched voice. Fair enough, my mum's yelled at me saying, "Come get your dinner." And I've had to say, "No, can't. World of Warcraft, there's no pause button. I've got to finish this." You know, so my dinner ends up being shoved somewhere, but I think it was under clan match. Put chocolate milk. There you go. Clan match chocolate milk. Or no, it was the 9-year-old. Sorry, it's 9-year-old.
Right, here we go.
No, I'm getting talked to in my private one to you. No, you're not. I have to get the fuck out. It's
Guy who sent me a message.
So he wanted chocolate milk.
Yeah, if you want to actually see that, type in clan match chocolate milk on Google video and it will come up.
It is quite hilarious. I couldn't believe I found it. I must admit, there was a video I wanted to watch and I lost it just by going through trying to watch that.
Army.
But,
right, what else? Last week or the week before, we asked if EVE Online was any good.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's not.
No, it's supposedly very boring and very slow.
As we have Mr. Ransom here who says, EVE's great until you realise how boring it is and how much time and money you've wasted on not having fun.
I'm glad I spent the $9.99 on Open World 2 and just play that online. Much better.
Charlotte agrees, I must agree, EVE can be pretty boring. I've only played the trial, but I do believe that I fell asleep while my ship was playing at some place on the level. Right. That's the letters done for this week. I'll just, yes. Trail off and all that.
I believe the first part is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, say it.
Halo 2 coming to a PC near you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it will only work
on the greatest operating system ever created, Microsoft Windows Vista.
I'm liking the fact that it's Windows.
Oh, that reminds me. They're getting a new build out. It should be out this week coming. So next week's episode might actually be recorded on Windows Vista.
Oh, yeah. What, it means so I could have Windows Vista?
No, it means we'll be using Windows Vista to record rather than Windows XP.
And it won't crash.
Hopefully. They fixed a lot of bugs. And
right, cool.
So yeah.
I'm liking that. So yeah, Halo 2.
And one thing we would like to bring up, this should have been released a year ago. The bloody volume 2 of the Halo 2 soundtrack. Get a bloody move on.
I'm still waiting. I still listen to mine. It's good.
You know, it's finished. It was finished 18 months ago. So come on.
We want it. We will buy it. It rocks.
We will buy it. I've been waiting to buy it for ages, man.
I was still at university when I got the first one, and I was like,
wow, this is really good.
Bring it on.
Apart from all that Incubus crap and the other crap on it. Well, all the stuff that's not done by Bungie themselves.
Okay, so I can't see now.
Ooh, Charlotte's playing EVE right now. Yeah, wait, I forgot to mention this episode's live as well, isn't it?
Gamercast live, but no one's listening.
We've got one person. One person.
Because everybody who would be listening is asleep. We're going to advertise more and get people that aren't asleep.
Yeah, but then they'll probably fill up the line and we're going to have anyone listening.
Yeah, so they finish having their dinner. Charlotte's playing EVE right now.
But hey. Yeah, so there's actually two people listening.
Yes, Charlotte and her sister. And I imagine her sister has to sit there with a stick poking Charlotte to stop her from falling asleep while playing EVE. Actually, they could actually make EVE free.
When you buy a stick.
And then provide it for people that have trouble with insomnia. Play this game and fly to the other side of the galaxy. You're guaranteed to be asleep and half dead by the time you get there.
You go to your GP, claim out of insomnia, and he gives you a copy of EVE.
There you go. A free subscription to EVE. You'll be asleep in no time. Right, what's the next thing? I can't read.
You don't have to get the thing up.
Right, you can put it back.
City of Heroes.
City of Heroes. Because it's Valentine's Day. Well, no, sorry, because it's coming up to Valentine's Day, because they try to stretch the whole day out into the whole week beforehand with all the things you can buy and stuff.
Oh, God. Have you been in-game this week?
No, thank God.
There's a whole bay full of Valentine's crap. And it's all crap as well.
I like what they've done on Play.com. They've got a whole section for all the gifts for him and her and all this, that and the other, and gadgets and DVDs and what's it. But they've also got a DVD section for all the lonely people, and it's got like loads of DVDs of blowing shit up and stuff. So all the people, especially mainly guys, that want to sit at home and are not going out with anyone Valentine's Day, can just buy a cheap DVD and sit at home and watch something get blown to pieces. But anyway, back to City
Heroes. Speaking of blowing stuff up, Full Auto, what do you think? I'll just ignore the show notes and go off on Wonder.
No, I'll go off on Wonder on that one. Played the demo off Marketplace.
Full game's a lot better than the demo. The demo's glitchy.
Then I played the full game at work with Matt.
Work? You don't work?
I don't work. I'm unemployed.
Unemployable?
Yeah. No one wants to employ me. I'll blow your shit up.
I used to work at Game, and then they went bust.
I remember when I ended up owing them 300 quid. It was amazing.
Oh god, yeah, that was years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, they gave me 300 quid by accident and then wanted it back, and I was like, maybe. I gave it 250 quid installments for ages. Anyway, back to it. It is good. I must admit, it's basically it's burnout with machine guns attached.
It's more like Midtown Madness and Burnout.
Yeah. But I must admit, I do like it. It's very arcadey. I wouldn't spend the asking price.
I wouldn't spend 50 quid on it, no.
Maybe
5 quid. Just
for
that.
There are, I know from all the people that love buying Burnout, those types of games, there is a market for people that will buy it. But the problem is whether those people are actually owning an Xbox 360 and they're sad people waiting for PS3s. But anyway.
Oh god, yeah, we had some guy. He wanted to bring back a PS2. It hadn't been opened or anything. He just changed his mind and said he was going to wait for the PS3. And it's like, dude, are you fucking retarded? The PS2 is at least 3 times as powerful as the PlayStation 3.
And also the fact that... Did he have his money back, or did he have it put into a card?
We told him to bugger off. It was either get an Xbox or piss off. You bought it, tough luck. If you didn't want it, why'd you buy it?
It'd be quite funny if you had it put onto a gift card. Because you'd probably run out. The gift card would become none involved before the PlayStation 3 came out. But anyway, yeah. It was good shooting stuff. I do like the whole hitting a ramp and flying through the air, shooting your guns in the air, and then wait for your trail to come all the way down, hit someone for about a point of a second, and then you spend half the time shooting the floor until you hit the ground. So yeah, kind of weird. City Heroes, yeah.
What were you talking about?
City Heroes, basically, if you've already been playing City Heroes, which I did while I was at uni and then cancelled my subscription when I left, everybody could be given just a weekend to play, which is quite cool. So all your characters are still there, everything's safe, so I carried on playing with all the characters. I must admit, it was really good because there's so many people on there that just want quick missions, because near enough everybody I was playing with were all doing it for Valentine's Day. So there's so many people that were just merging on because it's like weekend free massive multiplayer online. So yeah, if you haven't received your email but you have the game and you stop playing the game, reinstall it and just give it a go. You do not have to go onto the website and reactivate your account. You leave your account still null and void. All you got to do is install the software, type in your original logon code and your password, and you should be automatically get straight back onto the service.
But if it's only for the weekend, then you've got not much longer.
I think it finishes at the end of Monday.
Okay, it's still got a day then.
Yeah.
Rub Rabbits.
Sequel to...
whatever that is.
The Sega game on the Nintendo DS, where you had to play lots of different games that involved using the touch-sensitive screen to try and win the affection of a girl. I must admit, I bought it while I was in Spain, and I played it mostly on the plane on the way back, and it was quite good. There's a variation of different types of games, which I was quite intrigued with, you know, all the way down to having to jump out of an aeroplane, and you have to type in numbers into a calculator or add loads of numbers up to try and make this number to make your parachute open up. Have we got more people listening to this?
We've got someone in the chat room. We've got Founder in the chat, but I don't think he's actually listening to the show.
He's trying to connect. So Rub Rabbit. I don't know, I haven't got my DS anymore, so although I will be if anybody has missed previous episodes, I'm just putting it back out there again. March in Japan, the DS Lite is out. But the cool thing is everyone knows you can, they're all compatible, so you can quite happily go buy them from Japan and play it here. Although it's thin, so I think there's a high chance that it won't be able to play Game Boy Advance games. But for me, that's not much of a problem.
But who really cares? Because GBA games suck in comparison.
Yeah, and I only have ones that are, only have the good ones, and I have a limited edition Zelda SP anyway, so I'll never get rid of that. So I've always been playing on those. So yeah, that's pretty sweet. Can I look at the show notes so I can see what's next? Right.
Where was I? Rabbits.
Live Arcade thing.
Yeah, we've had a few issues with Xbox Live Arcade.
But we haven't.
No, someone else had, and we were trying to sort it out, and we found out that it's a, not a glitch, it's a safety precaution to stop people having games for free.
You have to be signed on to Xbox Live to play Xbox Live Arcade games.
Yeah, basically. Well, a lot of people probably didn't even realise it, and most people are on the, like us, as soon as we turn our Xboxes on, it goes, oop, you're on Xbox Live. So,
yeah, I mean, I've not even had any downtime or anything, so I've never really even noticed it.
Yeah, I haven't. I never.
But yeah, we had some guy, we'll leave him as anonymous for now, he got one of our mates to put a bunch of Live Arcade games on his hard drive, because he didn't have internet access. So he put all the marketplace points on, and bought all the games, but he couldn't play them offline.
Yeah. So that is a slight thing.
So he was on the funny thing is he was on the phone for Microsoft technical support for about an hour, and they didn't have a clue.
Really?
It was only because of me physically testing it here, I found out.
Oh. Crazy.
So yeah, for God's sake, Microsoft, update your support personnel's scripts, because they don't know anything and they need these scripts to live.
Yeah, hire someone like me who's a gamer who knows what they're talking about.
But you don't live in India. No, actually, you didn't speak to him, he spoke to someone in America.
Yeah, they're either America or they're somewhere up Midlands or up north somewhere. Right.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
It's only because Midlands is cheaper than India.
Yeah. Web browser.
Oh man, the dude, the founder dude is listening.
Yo, founder!
Woo!
What did Cat Moose make?
I don't know. They're talking too much and we can't keep up with all the chat room.
But I can't open it. Use the link in the forums in Media Player. Open, yeah, that's what you said. I see.
Connected, my headphones keep echoing and I can't understand them. All I hear is something about Xbox Live. That's because we're talking about Xbox Live, mate.
Xbox Live, brought to you by...
And his speakers blew out when he was playing Half-Life 2. What a noob.
Oh dear.
Right, anyway, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Web browser.
Yeah.
For 360.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep, you can now browse the web, the World Wide Web, on your Xbox 360 with the web browser that has now been released, although there's bound to be more versions of it coming out soon because it's only about 10 lines of code to do. You can download it at www.anpark.com. That's anpark.com/software.ispx. You do need a Media Center PC, obviously. If you don't have a Media Center PC, get one.
Definitely.
You know, you've nearly got one. I've got one. I've got 10.
Yeah, don't rub it in.
Give me one.
No, I can't.
So yeah, that's
I've got
cool.
10. No.
Although I've got two Xbox 360s, so
let's move that over there so we can see what everyone's talking about.
So yeah, next bit, you know more about this. Hands-on with PS3 dev kits.
Oh yeah, the first reviews are coming around of the PS3 because Sony have actually built one that doesn't blow up.
Speaking of which, I applied for a job doing a martial arts game on PS3 last week. I haven't heard anything about it yet.
You are not developing for the PS3.
I can hold them back.
Yeah, sneak in there and convert it to 360.
Well, like, no, what I got to do is go in there, work for a couple of years, get a good showreel, and then I can just go to Microsoft and say, I want to work on the 360, give me a job.
You can't work on a 360. We've got the Xbox 12,000 out now. Right, anyway. PS3 dev kits, yeah, blah, blah, blah. People have got their... have had a go on the machines themselves now. Couple of major points to point out. One, the actual size of the PS3 is going to be pretty big. The cases, which are already pretty enormous, the engineers have said there's no way they're going to fit all the stuff Kutaragi wants inside it, so expect it to be the size of a table. So that's not going too well. There's definitely not going to be any room for a hard drive, so they're going to have to do that externally or something. What else? Ooh. What's that heavenly sword? Was it heavenly sword? Yeah or no?
What? Sorry, I'm lost.
You're paying attention to the chat, and I'm waiting for you to say something.
No, I just saw...
Okay, just don't look at the chat, and I'll carry on talking. I'll just close that down. Stop talking.
She said something about Adam and a sword, and it got my interest.
Adam has a sword. He has lots of swords. Right, yeah.
Sword in Braveheart. No, I don't have the sword in Braveheart. I got the sword out of Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, back to what I was talking about. The PS3. Power-wise, about the same as the Xbox 360. And a big shocker to anyone that hasn't got a clue, 1080p support is officially bye-bye. All the games are running in 720 progressive, same as the 360. The only games that will probably run in 1080p are things like card games and stuff.
Cool.
So there's a surprise to anyone with two brain cells.
Have they said anything about the Blu-ray discs?
No.
I imagine that's probably something that will come in later or not at all.
Most games won't use Blu-ray, they'll use DVD.
Yeah.
Simply for cost, because you don't need that much space unless you're a flipping crazy Squaresoft blowing out 100 hours of video on each disc. Think, well, the PS3 probably will have an external PSU simply because of the size.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say. Mr. Founder, a question there in the chat room, which is still really... we need to get this sorted so we're not confused by the chat room.
Yeah.
Because people talk too fast and we lose track.
Bigger writing, I'm wearing my glasses. Right, next bit. There is life after iPod. Oh yeah, so I was telling Paul about this because you know how Paul feels about iPods. Watching a program called Gadgets on TV.
If the iPod supported Windows Media Audio and Windows Media Video, then I'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
The trouble is, you have to use this crap software called iTunes, which puts loads of spyware on your system, and then you have to deal with the lock-in effect afterwards, which you're going to talk about now.
Basically, they've been talking about the problem that people have been having with the fact that unless you're retarded, most people end up having the ACC files for their iPod. I'm not, so I actually, before I even bothered putting any albums onto my hard drive via iTunes, I went into this cool little function that said it will download them as MP3s. So I've been, all mine are MP3s, so it works on Media Player. But they were going through all the different ways of being able to convert everything to MP3 from ACC files, because if you have another media device, like a creative one and stuff like that,
or a smartphone or a pocket PC or anything else,
yeah,
you any other player on the market,
you wouldn't be able to listen to them. So they were saying about converting it across, or they were basically saying, to be honest, if you want the best quality, don't be lazy, just put the CD back in and re-record it. But then there was also the problem with the stupid people in the world that buy their albums off iTunes.
We're going to get so much hate mail.
Those ACC files are actually protected and they cannot be converted even with using iTunes. The program won't allow it, and there's no way you'll be able to play them on anything other than an iPod. Now, the only way around this is, because there's one feature that the iTunes will allow you to do, is burn to CD. So the best way to do is to burn them to CD, then put the CD back in again, go into iTunes and put them back on iTunes again, but put them through the converter to put them onto MP3 and shove them into another folder, and then tell your other MP3 device to download from that folder. And pow, you've managed to get around the copyright protection for iTunes, and it's not
hey,
illegal.
Hey, the Khajiit boy!
And it's not illegal because...
the Khajiit boy is here, man!
Yo, Khajiit! So it's not illegal because you paid for the download, so it's your download. You can do what you want with it. As long as it's not illegal.
See, I've been saying that for ages, and nobody pays any attention, so thank you for reinforcing my argument, which is what I've been making for years now. And you should check out my blog at blogs.thesmirnoff.net/pull. There's a link on that on gamercast.net. And do a search for iPod, and there's all my iPod rants about how much apps suck, and how much iTunes sucks, and how crap the iPod is, especially because it scratches so easily. And my 20 iPods I've owned have all fallen to bits within like 10 minutes. They're crap. Yeah, Kajit man, dude. We've actually got loads of people listening now.
Yeah.
We've got 30 people listening live.
Sweet. Right. What was the next thing? Oh, yes, I wanted a little bit in here. Now, I know this has got nothing to do with games, but we're gamers and we should all love it.
And we like Transformers because Optimus Prime is the man.
Yeah. At the latest comic book convention in America, they had...
Ooh, can I butt in?
Go on, butt in.
Founder has said on the chat room that the iPod isn't crap. I disagree. He also says that iTunes does suck, and he had to bring his iPod back because of scratches. It's a big problem with the Nanos. They're really crap. Especially because they ripped the name off Creative as well. Because
yeah.
Creative had all their Nano players, and then Apple stole the name. Anyway, talk about Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I like my iPod, but it's rubbish now. Yeah, basically, they had convention a massive big lorry driven in. And it has these covers down the side, so you couldn't see what it was. Obviously, it was just a kind of a bought lorry. And it's basically got the Autobot symbol in silver, and it says Transformers the Movie, coming 4th of July, 2007. And I've already
2007?
Tell
them to hurry up.
It's just started now. It's to,
they've got 2 weeks to make it.
I can't remember who the director is. I'll have to look up that one, but I was more excited.
Ken Kutaragi.
I was more excited by exclusive producer.
Our robots will be 500 feet tall, and then they end up being like 5 foot.
Exclusive producer, Steven Spielberg. And they had an interview with him, and he is a major big Transformers fan, and he was going nuts about it. He wanted on the project. As well as on...
Oops.
I don't know how real it is, but if you go onto Google Video and put in Transformers the Movie... You'll find it's either fake or it's real, but if it is real, it's a video from inside the showing room at ILM, and someone showing a test animation for Transformers the Movie. They do say, we're not too sure if it's fake or not, but it does look like, it looks like someone with a camcorder filming inside a studio.
Well, that'd be pretty hard
big
to
screen.
Fake.
So, and if it's fake, I'll put it this to the person who made it. I put my hand up to him because the animation itself is really amazing. It's basically some guy stood on the middle of a road next to his car, and then the car transforms and he dodges out the way of it. And the animation is absolutely amazing. So if it's fake,
it's like the Peugeot advert.
Not the Peugeot advert. You mean the Citroën advert with the Transformers?
Yeah, the Citroën advert.
Put it this way, if it's fake, someone went and spent just as much time as he did on that Citroën advert to do this fake. So,
it's
I can't
stuff,
see it
man.
Being. So, yeah, Transformers the Movie is going to be absolutely awesome.
Right, Catherine wants to know,
right.
Because you didn't answer it last time.
Oh, sorry.
Was the game thing Adam applied for called Heavenly Sword, since nobody is listening to me?
Ah, I was hearing the sword thing, that what caught my interest. Heavenly Sword. Oh, she's on about the job.
Yeah, the job, man.
It didn't say. Basically, it was through an animation agency, and it was asking for people.
Optimus Prime is the man.
Asking people to work on a martial art game for the PlayStation 3. Further details would have to be inquired if taken for the job. So I couldn't find any information. They wouldn't even let me find out the company it's put through, because they kind of cut you off at the knees for that, because if I found out what company the job was for, I could go straight to the company and apply that way, which means that the middlemen will be cut out.
Wait.
Because all job places, the people that are looking for employers have to pay, where all the employees get it for free. So the company makes sure that there's no way for me to get in contact with them and for them to get in contact with me. So, unfortunately, I have no idea.
Right, well, that's it. That's the show notes done, isn't it?
Yep.
If anyone in the chat room's got something to say, you've got about 20 seconds to say it. and then we're going to close the show.
So if there's anything else you want us to talk about, say now, forever hold your peace.
Feedback can be sent to feedback@gamercast.net. It can also be left on the blog itself at gamercast.net, or you can post it in the forums at portalforums.net. Yeah.
What's this? Apparently says the game looks like it.
Heavenly Sword PS3. He said it looks like a jaggy fest. Did we mention Psychonauts? No, because we don't know anything about it.
But Psychonauts. Okay, we're going to mention Psychonauts.
Yeah, we've mentioned it.
Can someone tell us, apart from Catmu, if anyone else is out there, get back to us and let us know, because I'm interested now. She said we're mean. I'm sorry. I want Catmu and everybody else who's listening to tell me what Psychonauts is, because I'm intrigued. I'm probably going to have a look for it when I get home.
I mean, I looked at a box and it's just like random. It's just like someone took all these random shapes and put them in the box. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Kajimboy says it's kind of cool. Yeah, well, bloody darn.
It hasn't got Paul's interest. It's going to blow someone up to get Paul's interest.
No way, man. It needs a storyline. And it doesn't have a storyline because I don't know anything about it. So it can't have a storyline yet. So I don't know. How can I be interested in a game I don't know anything about? It's a platformer.
Nintendo Zelda. Sorry, I just want to put that in.
What? Why?
Because it's cool, and also the fact that I found out that it's a bit more official that it has been put back for the fact that all the...
Oh, sorry, add more stuff to the show notes, so I've got to type even more stuff.
Oh no, that's just me blibbing. Me getting excited.
Okay, is that it? Come on, people
it's
on the forums.
Storyline, adventure, platform. Inflatable mongoose.
Have we had any more posts on the forums? Yay, nay?
The kid rat. I can't read what they're saying now.
Yeah, hang on. Nothing really new on the forums. Oh, we had a big argument about PAL and NTSC because Founder thinks that Australia is a small country and he thinks Europe is a small country as well.
England's a small country. Europe's not a country. It is a collection of many different places.
It's a continent. Many different places. Talk about a way to get out of the question. It is a thing of many things. Right, there's nothing interesting on the forums.
Europe rules the world. Europe owns America. We bought them out many years ago. We just didn't want to tell them.
The kid Raz runs... Whatever, we should just close the episode because they're going to take ages to say anything and they're just saying the same thing.
We'll continue
Yeah, to everyone on the chat room, we're continuing talking about stuff, but we're going to have to close the episode now because the normal people listening... We'll just think we've gone insane.
And they're probably bored by now. Yeah. So everybody say bye. Bye from me.
And bye from me as well.
And that's it. See you next week. Remember, send us some mail and stuff. I want something to talk about. What's going on out in the world?
Nothing. Catch you later.
Bye.